Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland. This is the Believer's Voice of Fishkill broadcast, and this is the class of Kenneth Copeland Bible College. Praise the Lord. Hey, give the Lord a praise. Would you do that this morning? Amen. And especially for those of you that were, that may be missed, hang on, let me unpack here, that to learn redemption from the curse of the law. The curse is threefold. Spiritual death, sickness and disease, and poverty. The blessing is threefold. Spiritual life, divine health, and prosperity. Now, wait a minute. The moment I say prosperity, everybody thinks, good, money. No, wait. We need to deal with this. Because people say, you preaching that American prosperity gospel? Well, they asked Bishop David Oyedepo that, and he said, no, Jesus was not born in America. Well, everybody thinks money. No. Creflo Dollar explained it like this. Man, isn't he something? Praise God, that man's ministry. Anyway, he explained it like a pie. I pray for you. I pray for my partners this way, every meal. I pray for my partners. Spirit, soul, mind, will, and emotions, and body, and financially. That's true biblical prosperity. Yes. To live a wonderful Christian life and be sick all the time. No. That's not prosperity. To be healthy and strong and broke, you can't do anything you want to do. That's the reason the devil went so far, so hard. Oh, yeah, Lord. Mm-hmm. You keep him humble, we'll keep him broke. So the devil's worst thing he can think of is a preacher anointed of God with money enough to do whatever God asked him or her to do. Not only that, but know how to handle finances. Some people have a financial choke point. Maybe you should give yourself the test. The Lord's telling me about this one day. And where my choke point was financially. He said, how'd you like to have just a brand new bass boat? I mean, just the very latest. Yeah, sounds good to me. Well, how would you like to have, you know, a little light cruiser? You know, you and your family could get out. And I said, well, you know, I really don't need that. See what I'm doing? I didn't need the bass boat either. this is where people... But I said, well, you know, yeah, I mean, that'd be okay. Yeah, I really don't need that. How about a converted minesweeper yacht. I said, you gotta be kidding. No. And he just said, well, that's what John Wayne has. Well, I really don't care whether he does or not. What would I do with it? I choked on that. I didn't need any of it. I could fish standing on the bank. Where's my choke point? Well, Brother Copeland, now, I pastor this church and new car would be wonderful, but, I don't want to do that. I just want to save the Lord's money and so forth. And I'm not making this up. And so one day, oh, brother, and I just heard some of that good news. And the Lord said, when am I ever going to get to use any of that money they save in me? And I said, what's the rest of it? He said, I would be much better represented if that pastor would allow me to bless him with a new car and then him give the testimony that my God did this for me. That's that self-humility thing. But that isn't part of the whole pie. Now we're down to the K-I-N-E. Didn't we see that yesterday? Blessed in the city and so forth and so on. And wait a minute. I'm over. I flipped the page on me. The increase of your kine and the flocks of your sheep, blessed shall be the basket and store. Blessed shall you be when you come in, and blessed shall you be when you go out. The Lord shall cause your enemies that rise up against you to be smitten before your face, and they'll come out against you one way and flee before you seven. And the Lord shall command the blessing upon you and your storehouses and all you set your hand unto, and he'll bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. And he'll establish thee a holy people unto himself. The kine. The kine, the K-I-N-E, is whatever your church, if you're a pastor, whatever equipment you need as an evangelist, that's your kine. And I want to establish something here. In the establishing, our board has a compensation committee. And I'm asked to leave the room. I've never heard them discuss my compensation yet. But I want to talk about my K-I-N-E, my kind. You watch extremely closely that what you're believing for and receive in your compensation does not bring the ministry to a place where it's out of balance. But that balance includes both sides of it. That compensation, what did Jesus say? Workman's worthy of his hire. He didn't say you're going to wear the same clothes for the next 3.5 years. I said that in a prison not too long ago, and this little voice came up and said, "We do." Well, I had to repent, but I'd say, "Well, you at least wash them, you know." But anyway, it was the same style anyway. So, but in watching carefully about this, you don't muzzle the ox that treads out the corn. So that's the reason there is a compensation committee. Now, our kind began when I was second command on Brother Robert's airplane. Well, it was not a small airplane. It was a medium. It was a Lockheed Ventura. Pratt & Whitney R1800-7 engines, over 1,000 horsepower to the side. No, wait a minute. The first thing that Bob DeWeese said to me, he said, "Now, Kenneth, this airplane is the Reverend's sanctuary." He said, "We can't go to an airport anymore." Well, our kind needed to be increased. So, and there's times that I personally own a little V-tail Bonanza. And that's what I started courting Gloria in. So I personally own one of those. But let's say the citation 10, that for some reason or other, that I want to use that airplane for a personal reason. Well, it is in the board of directors' minutes. I do. But listen, and here's what people need to know. The Internal Revenue Service has a formula that trip, and you apply that formula. And then once that formula is finished, it's added to my remuneration, and I pay taxes on it. That's the way it works. I don't just jump in that airplane and fly it off on a vacation somewhere and say, forget it. But it seems to me like for some people think, listen, a businessman can't get away with that either. A company that owns an airplane. Well, we happen to need several different sizes because of our kind and the mission. Because we're in a very serious prison ministry. And Mike Barber is a big man. But we also are serious in the television ministry because we're a news outlet. So we set our faith on a Pilatus PC-12. And we got up to Manchester, New York to look at it, and the tail number was 91KC. I said, this airplane was mine before I got here. No, it isn't mine. The ministry owns this airplane. It's large enough. It's single engine. It's a single engine prop jet. It's a Pratt & Whitney jet engine. But it's part of the kind of this ministry. Because prisons, of course, are out of the way and should be. So Mike was driving all over the country and we bought that airplane, or the ministry did, and he got in there and he said, "Oh, Brother Copeland, thank God. This airplane, large enough for him to get in it. He's a big guy." Yeah. Or what about this? I mean, the baggage compartment of that thing is this wide. They're built in Switzerland. People use them for, and I'm going somewhere with it. They use them as air ambulances. So if you take out the two back seats, put the TV cameras in there. That's part of my kine, my K-I-N-E. A lot of room in there. And you have a kine for the mission. That's the point. And the kine should be in good enough shape to do the mission. And now this ministry is absolutely responsible for keeping that equipment better than good. Better than good. And you see airplane accidents and all that. Well, and I mentioned this before, I'm going to mention it again today. When you get on an airliner somewhere, quote, hijack it. I plead the blood over the... Whoa. I plead the blood over this airplane. I plead the blood over it. In the name of Jesus. Ministering spirits, lift us up in your hands, lest we dash our foot against a stone. Keep us in all of our ways according to the 91st Psalm. And bless our partners all over the world, especially 1 million of us in the United States. The Lord brought that up years ago, and now it's time for it. So that we've got our faith before God for that, because the ministry is in place now where its growth and so forth has come where it's necessary. But anyway, I wanted to point out this kind. There's a man stopped me. Brother Copeland, Brother Copeland, Brother Copeland. And I was driving a really good looking red pickup. And right now I have a really good looking white one. That's part of my kind. I don't think I'm overboard, do you? I like a pickup. I happen to like a GMC. You can drive a Ford if you like. Or forget it. Here's where I'm going with this. Here's what this man said. Brother Copeland. And he ran up there next to my truck. I stopped it. God never promised us our wants. He only promised our needs. I said, is that right? That's right. Well, well, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. I'll get back to you on that. See my point? We are witnesses. And the book covers everything. But you don't cover it with a poverty mindset. That's the reason of why we're talking about this week. Now, let's pick it up here. Faith-filled words dominate the laws of sin and death. You choose life, two mountains, the blessing of Abraham, the curse, redeemed from the curse. So let's continue with looking at this. Verse 13, the Lord will make you the head. Listen to that. Are you listening? Yes. Hey, listen up. Open his good treasure, the heaven, to give the rain under your land in its season, to bless the work of your hand, and you'll lend unto many nations, and you will not borrow. And the Lord will make you the head and not the tail. You'll be above only and not beneath if you hearken unto the commandment of the Lord your God, which I command thee this day to observe them. And Gloria said, if you'll hear Ken. Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm listening. All those years I read that and didn't see that, and then she did. Of course she did. She's smarter than I am. And you'll not turn aside any of the words which I command. The words. Say it. Words.
Words.
Words dominate.
Words dominate.
The laws
of sin and death.
You'll not turn aside from any of the words which I command thee this day, to the right hand or to the left, to go after other gods to serve them. But it shall come to pass, if you will not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe to do all of his commandments and his statutes which I command thee this day, all these curses will come on you and overtake you. It's coming, sugar, if you won't listen. Amen. I mean, it'll come to pass. And of course, what happens here? Curse will you be in the city. So what are you doing? You just flip this coin upside down or right side up. Curse will you be in the city. Cursed will you be in the field. Cursed will be your basket in store. Cursed will be the fruit of your body, the fruit of your land, increase of your kind. In other words, you're going to go broke. You're going to go broke. You can't buy you. You can't. Oh, dear God. Oh, man, they repoed my car. They're going to get my house, too. Did you ever look up the word mortgage? Mortgage. They put him in the morgue. I'm not kidding you. That's where that thing comes from. Your house is mortgaged. Mine isn't. It shall come to pass. So, and you just go down through all of this, and it doesn't hurt him. Now, of course, John's here this morning. And you saw that picture last week of when they were small in that airplane. This was back in that same day. And I called the kids in. I said, we're going to take our flu shot. Ooh, John's eyes got big. And Kelly's were kind of rolled their eyes around. And we're going to take a flu shot, praise the Lord. And so we're going to take a flu shot here. But right now, we're out of time. We're getting it. Amen. We'll be back in just a moment.
At KCBC, it's not just about what I learn, but it's about who I'm becoming.
They don't only teach me how to preach. They equip me to lead with confidence and purpose.
They don't just talk about faith. I see them walk it out every day.
This isn't just a school. This is the revival capital of the world.
At Kenneth Copeland Bible College, receive more than an education. Built on faith, integrity, and excellence, KCBC will help you uncover your God-given gifts and put them into action. Grow spiritually, deepen your understanding of God's Word, and build relationships that will last a lifetime. Whether you're looking to build a strong foundation for your future or discover your unique calling, learn it here.
At KCBC, I discovered my identity.
My purpose. My community.
My confidence.
I discovered my calling.
KCBC is an accredited college. Apply today at kcbiblecollege.org. The earth began in darkness with the Holy Spirit moving upon the face of the water until one thing changed. God spoke, and his faith-filled words lit up the universe and formed all of creation. He put that same overcoming, creative power inside of you. Get Kenneth Copeland's audio teaching, Faith-Filled Words Dominate the Law of Sin and Death, and find out how to use your God-given faith to release light over any darkness you face. Whether you need healing, direction, peace, or finances, learn to access everything God's kingdom offers to be yours here and now. Your very salvation in Christ started by confessing what you believe about Jesus as your Savior. Now all of your life of faith works the same way. No matter what's going on in the world around you, when you get God's Word into your heart, everything changes. Your faith-filled words will dominate sin and death every time. Request your free digital download of Faith-Filled Words Dominate the Law of Sin and Death by Kenneth Copeland. Develop faith in your inner man, speak God's word, and receive the promises he has for you. Go to kcm.org/TV special to download your free audio file today. This offer is good for 60 days.
Find something life-giving on kcm.org, your study center for victory. View the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcasts on demand and study along with the daily broadcast notes, or download the audio podcasts to listen on the go. Watch prior KCM events for hours with truth going in your eyes and ears wherever you are. Get real help for real life problems. Follow our guide to believe, speak, pray, learn, and apply your way to results from your couch, desk, or kitchen table. Stay focused on truth by reading the devotional From Faith to Faith every day. Read interactive BVOV magazines and click to unlock more content in each issue. Get a faith boost from testimonies of real-life success from people just like you. Find information on what partnership means and take advantage of the resources provided just for you. Read archives of Kenneth Copeland's partner letter and download free books from our bonus library. Over 50 titles available to read on your phone, computer, or e-reader. KCM.org meets you where you are.
I'm so glad you could be with us today, and be with us tomorrow, because we're going to give you a flu shot. Praise God. But until then, this is Kenneth Copeland and all of the class here today of KCBC and all online telling you this. Be with us again tomorrow. God loves you. We love you. And Jesus is Lord.
Let the Word of God build your faith. Kenneth Copeland calls KCM.org your study center. You can watch, read, and share faith-based content and teaching resources available to you free.